01472096767. The Legends with Aldo and Sharpie. Radio City Sport.
Bruce Grolder as the sun sets behind the Kop End, which Liverpool are now attacking. Long right-footed clearance. Find Stevens. Here's Reid on the halfway line. Back to Stevens again. Floated forward with the right foot, singing out Graham Shaw. Lovely first touch. Right-footed volley. Brilliant goal by Graham Shaw. First blood to the Blues down at the Anfield Road end. And an absolute classic from Graham Shaw. Marvellous goal. Grobbler never saw it. Controlled it with his first touch. High ball played over his head. And then thumped it in on the volley from 20 yards.
Welcome back to the Legends. Graham Sharp, Mark Wright, myself, Steve Hother. So we thought on a weekend where we had a Ross Barkley stunner, Philip Coutinho stunner, we may as well play a Graham Sharp stunner.
You're digging up these, aren't you, flipping it?
Well, we're going for the course of the next 8 months.
Yeah, you have.
We might replay that one again. Was that your best ever goal?
No.
Go on, tell us what that was.
A lot of people said it was. The most important thing about that goal was because we beat Liverpool. We hadn't beat Liverpool for, I think it was 11 years, I think it was, over at Anfield, and it gave us the confidence to go and win the league that year. But my best goal ever, I would probably say, was when I scored at Goodison against Tottenham, and Ray Clements was in goal, and I hit a volley from the edge of the box, top corner. I won goal of the season. Yeah,
that's a beauty.
Yeah, hey, look at it. Threw it in.
But listen, to this. I won goal of the season. It was, can remember Granada had a program called Kickoff. And so they won the goal of the season. Gave me to come along to the studios and appear. I went, yeah, great. Go along on a Friday, whenever it was. And they presented me. You've won goal of the season. We come along, present you with an award. You know what it was? A tea towel. A tea towel. We kick off on it. I'm like, what's that? He said, I think I got a bit of crystal or something. A tea towel. We kick off on it.
Needless to say.
It didn't adorn the walls. It adorned the bin.
It's not in the Sharp house. Worst award you've ever won, Whitey?
Tea towel.
I've never won a tea towel.
Okay, let's speak to a man who I'm sure has won a Goal of the Season award himself, John Aldridge.
Hello, Steve. Hello, lads.
Hello, Aldo.
Just back from a holiday. Nice and tan. He'll be in the studio on Friday night.
Another holiday.
You know what I'm like with Portugal, Sharp, writing. No, yeah, I only got in the house about 45 minutes ago, to be fair. So nice to talk to the lads, you know. Yeah.
Plenty of golf over there, mate.
Jabby, I'm struggling, mate. You know, last time I played with you, I played quite well. I'm back to normal, mate. But I got a few games, and I have to say, yeah, it's lovely.
Yes.
Yeah, was he struggling last time you played him?
Not off that handicap, was he?
Oh, brilliant.
Had you ever won a Goal of the Season award, John?
Yeah, I got 88 and 89, got two in the bounce, yeah.
Forest
one was for the volley against Forest. That was a team goal, like from Bruce to Abbo, God rest his soul, went to Peter Beasley and then Barnes, he whipped it in and I volleyed it, you know. I think it was for the whole goal, and then the other one was actually the cup final goal in 89.
Move on.
Keep going, Aldo.
It's ironic because you think about, like, for me, the two of the best goalkeepers I've ever played against, well, they probably are the best two, was Ray Clements. Obviously, he's iconic to me watching Liverpool in the team. So to score against him when he's at Tottenham for Oxford. But I have to say, Neville Southall was unbelievable. What a keeper. The sad thing about Neville, he was probably the best keeper never to play in the World Cup.
Yeah.
Ever. He was tremendous, wasn't he?
You've got a billion stories about Neville, haven't you? You were telling us something the other day.
No, how long have you got? It's a family show.
and Sharpie was saying he won a tea towel. You won anything that bad before, John?
Me, I used to win the yellow shirt quite a lot.
Yeah.
That's the worst trainer that was. Yeah. Frequently at every club I was at.
Did you manage to see the game yesterday, Aldo?
I did. I was in Portugal with me and my friends and me and my family all in a nice little pub and had a few beers and watched it. An ugly win, Sharpie.
Yeah.
You know, I think with Stoke, you know what it's going to be like. You've got to match the physicality, the fight of them. And they do try to play a little bit more than they used to, perhaps. But I think Liverpool, you know, defended pretty well. I thought Stoke were poor, you know, but we did the job. You know, I couldn't see where the goal was going to come from. In fact, I was twittering a little bit, and I thought Coutinho should have come off. I thought he was struggling terrible, and then he popped up with a stunner.
Well, they were pulling him off, Aldo, weren't they? They admitted that they were going to take him off because he wasn't doing it.
Yeah, you know, I think in Lallana as well, I thought that the two lads would struggle right through the game. But sometimes, you know, that's a stroke of genius, isn't it? You know, we've seen it before from players who do nothing for a game, pop up and, you know, when he stops his shoulder, his feet are just amazing, aren't they? And he's starting to do that, you know, a little bit more gradually than he has. When he started, he's starting to, you know, fancy it from like 25 yards. He's got about four stunners from there, so hopefully it continues.
Yeah, first impressions, Aldo Benteke?
I'm happy with the signing, Sharpie. Look, at the end of the day, you know, Sterling went and the deals we've had for the money that came in for that, delighted. You've got to move on. And you know, like I do, and like, he's a goal scorer. You know, obviously, I'm watching him a bit critically at times. His movement's quite good, but sometimes he lays the ball off in wide areas. And whereas we were told to sprint to the far post, get your backside to the far post and come in, he's not doing that at the moment. Hopefully, you know, he'll get taught to do that at Liverpool because it's important. You know, once you pass the ball out wide, you've got to get yourself into that box. And he just laboured a little bit at times.
They're still working out how to play Benteke properly. Look like a lot of balls just launched towards him, but maybe no one around him to help him, right?
Yeah, although I'm thinking that, you know, he's got to score, and then Graham Souness said it again, he's got to score 20 to 25 to be any sort of a success this season, without shadow of a doubt. And the thing I worry about, I like him as a player, and I think, you know, you put a ball in the box, he's going to come after you and he's going to make his presence felt. I just don't see how many balls are going to come in the box. I really, that is a worry to me. I mean, they say that they change the play. Yeah, they change their play from A to B, getting it up to him and try and win second ball, but it still don't go wide and then get flashed in. I mean, you wanted it flashed in. Sharpie does, and the big fella does. And I just, it worries me a little bit to how much he's going to be used, his strength is going to be used, which is undoubtedly is the aerial ability.
I think, you know, it's a good point. You know, I think a lot of balls went in the box more so than people thought last year, and there was never no one in there. Yesterday, there could have been a few more crosses, to be fair, for him to feed off. He was feeding off scraps. But what I did like, every ball that was, well, we're now, instead of getting it at the back, which I like us to get at the back, you've got to get at the back, when you're licking this long ball, and he, first off, he won every single header. You know, like me and Sharpie did against you, righty, on many times.
Many, many times, Aldo. I know that.
No, I don't know about that, mate.
I'm still scarred.
But no one was picking up the second ball. So when the balls go up, people got to get around him and take a gamble beyond him a little bit because he won everything. And Stoke were picking up the second balls a little bit. You know, but then obviously you've got to get the ball down, get the ball wide, and get the ball. It's early days. He's only been at the club for a week and a half. I'm sure the coaching staff and Brendan Rodgers will try to implicate that within the game and the structure. And it is about mixing it up. I want to see us mix it up a little bit, trying to. But because the frustrating things about last year in particular, we overplayed. And by the time we got into the last third, or even in the last half, they had 11 men behind the ball. And, it's like I have a needle.
Yeah. Aldo, do you know what? You know when you practice in training about certain things and you know and you're saying you sprint to the back stick, and if you've got a strength like Sharpie did, like Benteke has, and all of a sudden, doesn't matter what how good a defender you are, if that ball is hung up in the right area, you know you as a centre-half, you're going to clash edge, you're going to get cut, whatever, and then you're playing to his strength.
Absolutely.
I just don't see, like you're saying, it goes in, it comes out, it pings around, and I don't think he knows when to go and when to stop. Yep. And that becomes a problem. It's got to be very simple. If it gets out there, goes out wide, put it in.
Absolutely. And Lallana's left winger, he didn't put one ball into the box. No. Your winger has got to supply you. You know, Klein and Jordan, I will supply.
He's
going to be a fantastic little young player. He's going to be a great player for Liverpool. You know, he was the one, the first half in particular, looked at if Liverpool were going to score, he's going to be likely coming from that side. And Klein, about half a dozen balls went in from the right, but the left, there was only about one ball that came in. You know, so the manager's got to attend that. You know, whether it's who goes out, I don't know. But you have to work in that and train. And I'm sure now he's got a full week, you know, after getting 3 points behind him, or 9 days, I'm hopeful that he'll work on that in training. We'll see the benefits against Bournemouth next week.
I just think the horses for courses as well, against Stoke, you know it's going to be a physical battle. Yeah. You know, don't give them the option of closing you down. You know, we've got to hit it long and let's play this way. I think Souness said that in the commentary. In Liverpool's next game, you know, they may well get it from the back and start playing out from the back. So at least they can change it now.
Absolutely, sure.
At least they can change it now.
John, we look forward to welcoming you to the studio.
Looking forward to it.
You've got big boots to step into, right? He's getting himself comfortable
here. I've been told about this treble that he got. I'm not quite happy about that, you know.
Aldo, you're quite right. Again, listen, we were told to pick league teams, and now he's dropped out the conference.
There's conflict already. Aldo, it was all for you, pal. Put your one up. You're all right.
Well done, mate. Tram may come good for us. That's a good start to the season for them. Hopefully they can get back as well. What was the odds for that, Jeff?
I haven't got a clue.
Well, the pair of them were causing such confusion and chaos that Dale from SkyBet was writing it down. And he was going to email Carlos today and give him the answer, but we haven't got it yet. But it's a £50 every week for each of you.
Yeah, but he didn't have it in the sheet of paper, Tranmere, because I was told it was just like the...
You were betting on the Scottish Aldo, fourth
division. We're one up, Aldo.
So... This is one league table between now and the end of the season. How much charity cash you can win. The other is your league predictions. We're going to get onto that in the next part of the show. John, just rest yourself till Friday.
Okay, lads.
We'll welcome you in here. Okay.
Keep it going.
Cheers, Aldo.
Great to talk to you. All the best.
Cheers, Aldo.
He's got a tough life, hasn't he? Misses the first Premier League game of it. Yeah. Absolutely. You can imagine him, as he said, twittering. Yeah.
I can't believe he's still on that Twitter.
We've got to set you up.
No, definitely not.
I'm going to get Carlos. That's going to be Carlos's priority this season.
No chance.
Get you giving some comments out on Twitter. We're going to get stuck a little bit more into the Blues in the next part of the show. I just wanted to ask Righty about Dejan Lovren. He looked a mess last season. Yesterday, he looked solid. What is it? Is there a psychological thing that they've had to sort of rebuild with him?
Listen, there was rumours coming out that the certain things behind the scenes weren't going well, was there last season. I mean, you don't know what you believe as in rumours or what's been said and what's been done. I said to you, and I've said to you many times, I've been pitch side and watched him warm up. He's a big boy. He's got he hits a great ball with either foot. His control is second to none. And, he, you know, when he's heading it, but he heads it solid. So I'm thinking it must have been a confidence thing or something's going on internally. For me, having watched him closer up and doing all the bits and pieces, I'm thinking, yeah, he's a player. Now he needs to step onto the field and do what he was doing at Southampton. And certainly at the weekend, it was very basic. Go and do your stuff. Get it, give it, get it back, clear your lines. And he, and not just him, all the back four, and plus the goalkeeper, they looked very assured, very comfortable and did the right things at the right times. And, you know, and I hope that continues, because anyone who comes to Liverpool, they want to come because they want to play for the, you know, for the football club. And to have an indifferent first season is always hard. So I think for him to go away, get himself together, say, I really want to be here and I want to make that right. I like that in a lad. And he's come back and proved a lot of people wrong. And I like what he did at the weekend.
I think, Sharpie, you come for 20 million. I wonder how many people survive if they have such a bad first season.
It takes time. You know, people, no disrespect to Southampton, where he came from, but the pressures aren't the same at Southampton as they are in Liverpool.
No.
You know, at Southampton, you could get away with, you know, maybe two good games in four. You know, at Liverpool, can't get away with, you've got to have five good days in training, never mind matches. You know, the pressure's on you in training. You know, at Southampton, you could maybe get away with it, but not at Liverpool. When you come to a club, you know, with the history and what they're going for and the crowd and the expectation level, sometimes you can't adapt to that. And I always tell the story, Adrian Heath, when he came from Stoke to Everton for 900 grand at the time, Everton's record signing, he struggled for 12, 13 months. And he said the same. He said, I can't believe that I've got to do it every day in training. You know, the pressure's on me to do it every day. And that's what you have to do. And sometimes people can't hack it and they'll fall away. But Lovren, as Mark said, has gone away in the summer, came back. It looks as if he's hit the road, or he's hit the ground running, sorry. And that's what you need to do.
And do you know what it is? Well, the management, the manager would have been onto him. You know, I've brought you here. You've got to do this. This is your season. You've got to make it. Now I'm going to give you a chance. Now prove me right by putting you in the side ahead of other people. And I think, you know, he does look a strong lad. And you can see that the back four and the goalkeeper, on yesterday's performance, they weren't taking chances. They weren't doing the silly things. They were clearing the lines and defending properly against a side that do put you under a lot of pressure.
Graham Sharp and John Aldridge, the legends. Radio City Sport.